The USA likes to portray itself as a nation where anyone with enough gumption and grit can make it, but a new book declares that notion, if not dead, then rapidly dying. Our Kids, The American Dream in Crisis, says America's on track to becoming a caste society, where the bottom third of children have little or no hope of reaching the top third in their lifetime. The author, Professor Robert Putnam of Harvard, has the ear not just of Barack Obama, but also Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush. North America correspondent Michael Vincent reports.
In the 1950s, when Professor Robert Putnam was growing up in Port Clinton, Illinois, he says poor and rich kids lived near each other and they all went to the same school. He says his parents and other adults had the same attitude about all of the town's children.
By the term our kids, they did not mean my sister and me. They meant all the kids in town. And they kept supporting those activities that helped kids long after my sister and I were gone from town.
But over the past half century, Professor Putnam says that meaning of our kids has shriveled.
Their attitude now is, well, those are not my kids, they're somebody else's kids. Let the other person worry about them.
And the reason for that, Professor Putnam's research found, wasn't race nor religion. It was class, residential segregation. Simply put, rich kids and poor kids don't live next to each other anymore.
Well-meaning, well-off adults are actually less aware now than they would have been a half century ago about what it means to be poor in America, because they're living in different parts of town. They don't hang out. Their kids don't hang out with those kids.
It's that ignorance, Professor Putnam's found, and all that it entails, that means kids from poor backgrounds start behind. Their parents don't earn enough to be able to spend time with them, to read to them. Those kids go to poor schools with poor outcomes. They don't finish or only finish high school, and so remain in the bottom third of the economy. His research highlights that even if they do make it to university or college, their chances are hampered.
The American dream is you should be able to get as far as you can based on your own God-given talents and your own hard work.
I think I've read somewhere, or maybe I heard you speak, and you said smart kids who are from poor backgrounds are less likely to complete college, whereas rich kids who are dumb are more likely to complete college.
That's right. Maybe dumb is a little harsh, but I mean, that's correct.
And by rich, you don't mean extremely wealthy. You just mean from well-off, you know, middle-class and upper-class backgrounds.
That's right. So I'm not comparing, you know, Bill Gates' kids with, you know, some homeless kid. I'm comparing the upper third with the bottom third, and the gap between those two groups is rapidly expanding. Two-thirds of kids coming from high school-educated homes have only a single parent versus 8% of kids coming from college-educated homes. That did not used to be that way.
For all of the depressing analysis about the bottom third of American society, Professor Robert Putnam is not a pessimist. He says some solutions, like raising the minimum wage from $7.25, are politically charged. But he says universal childcare is not. A very Republican state, Oklahoma, already has it. He even suggests America's volunteer corps take over mentoring of poor children.
It's not like I think mentoring alone is going to solve this problem. It's not such a big solution as some of these others that we've talked about. But the advantage is you yourself can do something about this larger national problem that matters, that we know matters.
Why aren't these things happening? Coming back to this advice you're giving to politicians, the people that make the decisions in the United States, you've got a 2-year cycle in Congress, you've got a 4-year cycle in the presidency. Do you have any sense that these long-term solutions are being considered?
Yes, I do. I do, actually. I'm not as pessimistic as you might think. You know, in America, not all problems end up getting solved by government. And although I'm a political scientist and I do think there are important parts of this problem that we won't be able to solve without government, I also think that historically, Americans have addressed many social problems, like this one, actually, by a kind of a nationwide grassroots mobilization. Part of our problem here is the social segregation that I talked about before. Part of what I'm trying to do is to say to well-meaning, I don't say that all rich folks are well-meaning, but to say to the well-meaning rich folks, look, do you know what's happening in America to these other kids? That's our future. It will hurt your kids. My grandchildren's future will be hurt if we don't do more to help kids on the other side of the opportunity gap, because our economic growth rate will be slower, our democracy will be less effective with this growing gap, and fundamentally, the track that we're on now is basically taking America down a path that is very un-American.
Robert Putnam, the author of Our Kids, The American Dream in Crisis, speaking to North America correspondent Michael Vincent.